This is Liberosity Book Talks with Adriana Rodolfo. Ever since its publication in 2005, Marley and Me by John Grogan has entertained and won the hearts of readers. Remaining popular through the release of the movie adaptation in 2008, it demonstrates how animal stories have a way of bringing people together. Narrative nonfiction animal stories are humorous, heartwarming, poignant, and full of humanity. They show a remarkable connection between people and the unconditionally loving animals that forever change their owners' lives. If you have read Marley and Me and want to read more, or you are just interested in reading about amazing animals, there are a number of books available that will appeal to many different types of animal lovers, from dogs and cats to less traditional pets. Frequently under 300 pages, these books are quick, satisfying reads. Pick up one of the following novels and be prepared to laugh, cry, and be amazed. John Katz, author of The New Work of Dogs, The Dogs of Bedlam Farm, and Cats on Dogs, has written many novels about his adventures with his neurotic border collies and lazy labs. In A Good Dog, The Story of Orson, Who Changed My Life, Katz continues the story of his border collie, Orson, whose first year was documented in a dog year. Orson excels at escaping from the yard and enjoys herding buses, but unlike his namesake, fails at herding sheep. As Katz attempts to channel Orson's bottomless energy, Katz gradually shifts gears from living in the New Jersey suburbs to getting a country cabin and buying a rural farm. At the same time Katz is trying to change Orson, Orson is changing him. Their bond would be a great metamorphosis for both of them. If you are more of a cat person, then you might like Dewey, the Small Town Library Cat Who Touched the World by Vicki Myron and Brett Witter. Myron's life was changed the moment she found a small, dirty kitten inside the Spencer Public Library book drop one cold morning. Almost instantly, this little cat adopted Vicki, the library, and the town. As his showman personality developed, he earned the struggling prairie town a spot on the map and notoriety. Despite his obvious cat antics, his presence and devotion to the town and its people impacted many lives and conquered many hearts. Move over, Babe and Wilbur. Christopher Hogwood in The Good, Good Pig is the new pig extraordinaire. Adopted by Cy Montgomery as a runt with little chance of survival, Christopher ends up a 750-pound tub of love. Christopher Hogwood's impact on Montgomery and the townspeople extended not just to his insatiable love of food, but his ability to bring out the best in people. This amazingly smart, affectionate, and adventurous pig gave the people who loved him a new outlook on the joys of life. He was truly a success. What makes humans special? Is it our language, our ability to think cognitively? Irene Pepperberg challenges these ideas in Alex and Me. The book explores Pepperberg's scientific and personal relationships with Alex, her African gray parrot. When Pepperberg initially got Alex, she had an idea of what language abilities she could teach him. Over the next 3 decades, her work with Alex and her other parrots continued to challenge scientific theory and amaze others. However, Pepperberg also realized that Alex's impact was more than scientific. His life deeply touched the hearts of many. His liveliness, spirit, as well as intellect earned him a place in history. In Chosen by a Horse, Susan Richards has been happily living alone on her farm for 10 years when she uncharacteristically decides to help the SPCA foster an abused horse. Wanting a horse with a fantastic name, Richards is a little disappointed to find herself with Lay-Me-Down, whose passive prayer name does not indicate independence or spirit. However, Lay-Me-Down is no ordinary horse. Despite her ill treatment, she is friendly, gentle, and trusting, completely the opposite of one might expect. Richard is surprised to find herself becoming quickly attached to the animal. She begins to think that if Lay-Me-Down can overcome her past and accept the love that others have to give her, then maybe she could learn something from the horse. Perhaps even the horse she saved is actually saving her. If you don't have the attention span to stick with the whole book, get your animal fix by picking up a book of short stories. Chicken Soup for the Pet Lover's Soul by Jack Canfield is an older but still worthwhile read. The stories are 1 to 3 pages long and cover a multitude of pet types and a number of different pet owner emotions. Another good choice is to read Classic Animal Stories by famed veterinarian James Herriot. James Herriot's Animal Stories is a quick read to easily acquaint yourself with his work. Stories about pets as well as farm animals are a pleasure to read alone or out loud. To read the following novels or discover ones like them, make sure to go to your public library. This is Librosity Book Talks, signing off until next time.